You're listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KBTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520. I'm Sandy here with Tom, and we bring your 805 to life. Check out our website, 805favorites.com.
And now we've got Everybody's Hungry, this segment, and we bring in people, we talk about food, and we've got somebody here. I'm really excited about this.
Me too.
I mean, because I want to learn about this. We've got Michael Buckley from the Ventura Meat Company. Now, I've heard of the Ventura Meat Company forever. It seems like people say, you're not going there? You haven't been there yet? It's like, I haven't been there
we're
yet.
We're not the cool people right now.
We're not cool. Mm-mm. No, we're so uncool, it's ridiculous. In fact, it's Mormon here right now. But I've got Michael here. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning to both of
Good
you.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
And so tell us right off the bat, Ventura Meat Company, what's it all about?
It's an approach away from the industrial side of meat production, which I think as of recently, a lot of bad information has come out about industrial farming, things like that. So we, first of all, stay away from sourcing from those types of factory farms, industrial farms. So we don't buy any of our meat from the Midwest in those really unfavorable conditions. We buy from local producers when we can find them. Animals being raised humanely, no antibiotics, no hormones, just good meat. And then we pass that on to you by doing a lot of the processing in shop. So we ground the beef in the shop. You know, it's not ground at some processing facility 500 miles away.
Right.
And we can tell you where it's from. We can tell you how it was produced. And I think that goes a long way toward the quality of the product.
Now, I have a question. Is it true that you can really tell when you're eating meat whether an animal was treated inhumanely? Really?
Yeah, it really is hard to describe, but there's a quality there that you just don't get from a mass-produced commodity. And I like to tell people that it really doesn't matter what commodity it is. If you find something that is not mass-produced, there is an emphasis on quality. And that really is where we're coming from. But also, you know, we can take care of things like, you know, concern for the environment, animal welfare, and also the superior nutrient profile that our commodity has. Grass-fed beef is very healthy.
You know, I just thought of a saying.
I know you were laughing to yourself.
Well, you know me.
He's not that funny.
No, I always think I'm funny, right? A happy cow is a tasty cow.
I think so, yeah. I think so.
Now all of a sudden I'm thinking of the cows in the milk commercial.
So, yeah, right. So these cows are going, go ahead and kill me. I feel good about life. I'm going to taste so good.
Indeed. We like to say, you know, Mother Nature's the expert. The more that we can find producers that take a hands-off approach, that's what we prefer.
So you have all kinds of different meats, and I know that Tom is salivating because you have some of his favorites. Give us a hint of what you have.
Yeah, we have the staples, the beef, pork, chicken, the things that you'd expect to see in a grocery store, but also we stock things like rabbit. I mean, and I am more surprised than most people how much demand there is for things like rabbit out there. And bison you'll find in the shop on a consistent basis, and we have access to a litany of different types of meats and things like that. So it's never more than, you know, a little bit of a lead time away for really whatever sparks your interest.
Now, when you talk about bison, are you selling bison steaks or is it always ground? So you're selling bison steaks.
Yeah, one of the most popular steaks we sell is a bison ribeye, and it is really delightful.
Really?
Yeah. It's a little on the leaner side, and I generally don't go for leaner meats, but there is a texture and a robustness of the flavor that is superior to beef. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, I've got to try that.
And see, I'm thinking about the rabbit. So if I walked in there and bought rabbit, I don't know how to cook it. I mean, the only thing I could think of doing it is putting it in a crock pot. Could you teach me how to cook it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we are really good at explaining to people why you would take a slow cooking approach to it. And, you know, you just think of a muscle. If an animal is using that muscle a lot, then that muscle's probably going to need some slow cooking. Like a shoulder on a cow is a load-bearing muscle. So in a rabbit, small, skittish creatures, those muscles get a lot of work throughout their lifetime. A slow cooking approach is best.
So barbecuing it, you wouldn't say?
You could do a smoked rabbit. I mean, but again, you're going to want to take your time. I mean, the only fast application I could think of would be if you had a deep fryer.
Yeah.
Oh, see, to me, that's inhumane. All I keep thinking about is Thumper and bugs.
Well, then you shouldn't buy a rabbit. Go get a bison.
I'm going to get a bison.
That's it, yeah, yeah.
But if somebody wanted something like ostrich meat or they wanted, elk or something, you can get that.
Oh, absolutely. And, we don't get a lot of demand for some of the more exotic items. So even though I may not have something in stock, generally speaking, the lead time wouldn't be more than a week.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. Ventura Meat Company. Okay, where is Ventura Meat Company?
2650 East Main Street. I think the most identifiable landmark is the 99-cent store down around Five Points.
Not Five Points. I know what you're talking about.
The big intersection there.
Yeah, it's like Telegraph Meats, Main Street, Thompson. Mm-hmm. Everything kind
of
conjoins
Bank of America,
there.
Smart and Final, AutoZone,
Loma
Vista.
I know where
Main
you are.
Street.
It's where everybody
sounds like
meets.
A rap song.
All the streets meet for a drink.
Right. And, Midtown's filling back up with some really cool businesses. So, aside from ourselves, it's something to come down and see. And, just walk around Main Street and I heard him say it reminded him of Main Street USA, the ice cream parlor. And that's definitely the vibe that you'll get at the Ventura Meat Company.
Now, do you guys sell other things besides meat? I mean, because you mentioned grocery store.
What
else is in there?
I don't get into produce, but we do have some retail items that are associated with meat, like barbecue sauces and things like that. And we have an emphasis on sourcing from local producers. So the barbecue sauce we sell is made right here in Ventura.
Very cool.
And we stay away from items that have artificial ingredients. We don't like
MSG and all that junk. Oh,
you know, this is just off-the-shelf ingredients. And the same idea, we make our own sausages in-house, and it's the same idea. You're not going to find any MSG, high fructose corn syrup, nothing like that. Just good pork, good seasonings, and it makes for a great product.
Yum.
Now, of course, a butcher is a lost art. Mm. I grew up slaughtering chickens and taking them to market.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how we grew up. And a butcher then, when you went to Vaughn's, that was a real butcher in there. You went to wherever it was, Gelson's.
They didn't even have
Vaughn's
back then.
Yeah, they did. I think so.
They had Safeway.
Okay, Safeway, whatever. Okay, so, but they had butchers in those days.
Yeah.
And so you guys have certified butchers in there? I mean, guys that really understand the cutting of the meat?
Yeah. I have a very small staff. It's myself and a couple others. Certified butcher, I'm not aware of any formal education where you'd get that. I mean, I quite honestly started writing the business plan about 3 years ago, and I just started teaching myself in my own kitchen, buying big sides of beef from farmers, and quite frankly, popping up the YouTube and going to town and seeing if I really could wield a knife and break down a steer and things like that. And we're not reinventing the wheel. We're not splitting the atom. I have a great deal of respect for the art of butchery. But in-house, you will see us breaking down big sides of beef and grinding things and, seasoning the sausage. And our walls are 4 feet high, so we are all about transparency. This is meat. It does come from animals. I think it's time we all get re-acclimated with that.
I agree.
It sounds like a wonderful place to pick up a couple of steaks today and barbecue them up tonight and get some of that barbecue sauce. Man, I'm salivating now
we're
just
there
thinking
hungry.
Of it.
7 days a week. So.
I'm getting hungry right now. So what are your hours?
We are weekdays 10 to 7 on the weekend, Saturday 10 to 6, Sunday 11 to 3. And we're stocked up for the weekend, so, Labor Day, grilling, all that stuff, come down, see us. We got a lot of really good stuff.
I'm going to step out for a moment until you cover this next part, because I'm going to take my phone with me. Because we've got a couple giveaways.
We do?
A couple of giveaways.
Got some gift cards we can give away, no doubt about it.
Okay, so we're going to give away right now. Get ready to pound the numbers, because you're going to want to go over to Ventura Meat Company right here in Ventura and pick up some of these great grass-fed steaks. These cows are humanely treated. This is really the place you want to go and pick up your meat. Definitely. 289-1520, I believe. What are they, $25
each? $25
each. We've got two $25 gift cards for Ventura Meat Company. Give us a call. We'll take callers number 10 and 15 on this one, 289-1520.
I can't wait to visit your place.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate you having me on.
We're going to go on a quick break and hear from some really great sponsors. You're listening to Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.